And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Oklahoma lawmakers may put a constitutional amendment before voters to head off legal challenges to abortion restrictions. It would say the Constitution cannot be interpreted to allow a right to abortion. Senator Joseph Silk leads the legislature's most extreme pro-life faction. He voted against the bill because it says removal of an ectopic pregnancy is not abortion.
I believe that a child in an ectopic pregnancy is still a child. This language now says that the Oklahoma Constitution does not protect a child if it's in an ectopic pregnancy.
Senate Bill 195 used to be a trigger bill to ban abortion if Roe v. Wade were overturned. The Oklahoma House High School PAGE program is on hold after a participant says she was sexually assaulted. Speaker Charles McCall says he is suspending the program pending internal review of the teenager's report of a male PAGE assaulting her at a hotel. Midwest City Police are also investigating. Oklahoma lawmakers consider a proposal that could allow localized Medicaid expansion. House Bill 1750 would let neighboring counties form a local hospital and health care district. Districts could use federally approved existing revenue sources like property taxes to pursue additional Medicaid funds to support their hospitals. Rep. Marcus McIntyre says they could also ask voters to approve a new tax specifically to expand Medicaid eligibility.
So it allows localities to increase access to health care in their locality.
Districts could also apply for waivers used by some states to impose Medicaid work requirements. The flu continues to be widespread in Oklahoma. A total of 56 deaths and nearly 2,400 hospitalizations are now reported statewide. The state health department's Tony Sellers says the numbers are still well behind last year's record.
We're still about 2,000 short of where we were last year. Of course, the season still has another couple of months to go, and we encourage everybody to continue to take precautions.
The vaccine isn't 100% effective, but Sellers says it's still the best bet to avoid the flu, and having the shot can lessen symptoms if you get the flu. Our weather forecast: sunny and cool today, a high of 54 degrees. Right now, clear skies, 36. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.